Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Fairly savvy when it comes to tech, but when I'm in the presence of this man, I'm just... I fall before his magnificence. From techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. What an introduction.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here, I'm afraid. We've peaked at the end of the year. Look, there are so many amazing technical gadgets on the markets at the moment. I thought what we'd do, a lot of people want to go and buy tech, but they're a little bit unsure. So you're going to give us over the next 2 weeks your top 10 techie gifts. Techie, not tacky. So your first five today. What do you like the idea of being in Santa's bag?
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you categories rather than specific products. I'll go into specifics. Actually, from tomorrow on Tech Guide, I'm doing the 12 days of Christmas, where every day for 12 days will be a different category of products. We'll start off with smartphones. Now, this time of year, smartphones are a good gift because it's often bought for a person, say a high school student, maybe a young son or daughter who's starting high school. And a gift of a smartphone is kind of their sort of passage into going to big school, to high school. So there are plenty of smartphones on the market that don't have to break the bank. There are great phones from companies like Huawei, Alcatel, HTC that offer great value and great quality, but without you having to take out a second mortgage.
You know what I love about giving a smartphone to a young person is that generally their old phone isn't that old. So you give them a new phone and they go, oh, what are you going to do with the old one? I don't know. Oh, excellent. I'll be taking it out of your hands.
I think the smartphone, like if you're buying a phone, like in my books, mate, all my three children, they received their first phone when they started high school. So when they were 12, they were starting high school, they were old enough to be responsible to have a phone and use it responsibly. So I think a good time of year to introduce it.
Okay. What's our next one?
Next one, I think this is a great category for Christmas, drones. Now, there's all kinds of drones you can buy, whether you want to spend $3,000 on the DJI Phantom 4 Pro or you want to spend $99 on a little mini drone that you can fly inside pretty safely. And there's lots in between. Today, actually, they released a company called Ehang released a new Ghost Drone 2.0 VR. And this is kind of the midpoint drone, I call it, where it's really easy to fly, no experience necessary. It's kind of an on-rails experience using an app. But it's also got that ease of use, the ability to take great quality 4K videos and photos.
Wow.
But it's also got VR. So if you're flying the drone, maybe your child could be looking through the VR headset and getting a bird's eye view of what the drone is seeing.
Oh, that's amazing.
So great experience, yeah. Great experience for the whole family. That's just been released. I think it's $1,199, but it's not the top-of-the-line expensive drone, but it's not the really cheap mini drone. It's a good midway point.
All right, number three.
Action cameras. I think you've heard of your GoPros and Sony have got an action camera, but there are so many other brands with action cameras as well that allow you to put the camera, strap it on your surfboard, on your bike, in the car, wherever you want to film yourself. There is plenty of options available, and as I said, there's some budget range cameras that you can get one for $200 if you can't afford a GoPro. Offering great quality. If you want to also go to another step, there's also some 360 cameras as well.
Yeah.
So you're recording 360 degrees at the same time. So rather than aiming it in one direction, you're actually recording all directions. So there's the 360 Fly, there's the Gear 360 from Samsung, plenty of choices there as well.
Well, see, I've got a couple of GoPros and I put one on the dirt bike and one in the plane when I'm learning to fly. And all it shows is how bad I'm at both of those activities. It's video evidence. I don't like it. What's number four?
Tablets. I think that's a great gift because, again, plenty of a range of price. So if you want to buy a $99 Android tablet for your child or for your grandmother, there's that option, all the way up to the iPad Pro if you really want to be serious with your tablet usage, and plenty in between, plenty of sizes in between. There's your 7-inch, 8-inch, right up to the 10-inch, now 12.9-inch, whether it's an iPad or a Windows Surface or an Android tablet. A lot of choices there, and it's also a gift that you can buy for, as I said, a child. If you're spending $99, it connects to Wi-Fi only, so they're not going to incur too many data costs without having a SIM card in it. So another great gift there. It's a great platform to play games, but also good enough to do your work and be productive as well.
Fabulous. Number five for our...
Yes, in-car products. And by in-car, I mean products like GPS devices, dash cams. It was only just recently announced, like December 1, there were new laws around the use of mobile phones in the car, especially for P-platers and L-plate drivers in New South Wales. They are not allowed to use their phone in any way, including for GPS. So a lot of P-plate drivers and L drivers may be looking for dedicated GPS devices, seeing they can't use their phone now. Plenty of those on the market. You've got you got your Garmin, you've got your Navman, you've got TomTom, and really cheap there. You get a 5-inch GPS for about $150. And if you want to go a step further, you can go the dash cams as well. There's some products that are both a GPS and a dash cam. You can also get just a dedicated dash cam, which records whatever happens on the road. This is a great gift for people. It's becoming a trend now for people to have dash cams in the car. In the event of an incident on the road, you've got a full video evidence of what happened. So if it, God forbid, comes to a case of your word against someone else's, you've got video evidence which can be used with your insurance company and with the police.
It's probably the only camera that youngsters don't point on themselves. Okay, that's wonderful.
The other thing, too, though, just one last thing about the dash cams is there are a lot of incidents of people, especially now in busy car parks for Christmas shopping, where a lot of cars are damaged in the car park, like with cars reversing into you and driving off. There are dash cams that can actually record that as well. They can react, they can work even when the car is stationary. So if someone backs into you in a car park and drives off, you've got their number plate in high definition to track them down and pay for the damage.
That drives me crazy. You get back and anyway, don't get me started. I was in a passive mood until we started to talk about that. All right, Stephen, that's 1 to 5 of our techie gifts. We'll have 6 to 10 next week. And don't forget, from tomorrow on techguide.com.au, it is the 12 days of Christmas. Steve, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure. Thanks, Todd.
Told You Knows His Tech from techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick.
2NURFM 103.7.